Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. So in this week's episode, we are asking, or I am asking you the question, if you are stuck in this trap, are you stuck in this vicious circle of perfection over progress? It's a really common thing that I see all the time, my clients, that I myself regularly find myself in the middle of, like this vicious circle, and I have to go, oh, okay, Kezia, this is because you are trying to be perfect here. Eat perfectly, exercise perfectly, think perfectly, be perfect. And actually just becomes a instrument that we use to beat ourselves up with. And actually, often it's a way we often self-sabotage. So that's what we're talking about today. It's really good. If you are in a bit of a circle of wanting to make change, changing your diet, changing your exercise, but never being able to stick at anything and always feeling like you mess things up, or you sabotage yourself, or you get in your own way, then you get so frustrated because you really want to see change, but you can't seem to, no matter how hard you try, and you always just kind of make it harder for yourself or do the things that you know you don't want to be doing and that don't feel good, this is the podcast for you. Okay, I think you are going to really love it. Otherwise, before we dive into that, hi, I am actually recording this just the day before it gets released because of a couple of switch up things and things that have been exciting. Actually, a lot of exciting things have been happening. First of all, yesterday, so that was Sunday, I announced my summer special private program, which is a brand new one-off private personalized consultation program I'm running for 6 weeks over July and August. And to kind of kickstart transformation, it's like a mini version of my 4-month one-to-one program that I work with people. And I just wanted to create something that was a little less support, but a real, really powerful thing to help kickstart results and also be a bit of a lower price point and just mean I could work with more of you. Anyway, I have pretty much sold out of all the places of that already. So I've actually added 3 more spaces available. So if you are listening to this live, and you're on the wait list, or you have heard me talking about it and you're like, oh, Kezia, I was interested in that, you need to act really quickly. I actually got a phone call at the weekend from my son's nursery saying, we're opening in like 2 weeks time. So that's the only reason I've been able to add more spaces. It was at 8 spaces available. They went in the first day, and there's 3, I'm going to do 3 more slots. Because I'll hopefully have some childcare, hooray, as of the next couple of weeks, which is exciting. And so if you do want to get a slot, you do need to head over to keziahall.com/summer. Or if you are on the wait list, make sure you check the emails and just act quickly with that. But it has been really exciting. I'm so excited to just spend some time actually helping you creating personalized plans. I love researching and running labs and those kinds of things. So that has been exciting. The other very exciting news in terms of hashtag life goals is, wait for it, I bought a Vitamix, guys. A Vitamix. If you have no idea what a Vitamix is, it is like the Rolls Royce of blenders. It's like buying a Tesla car in the world of blenders. I have had a high-powered blender for probably about 5 or 6 years that was kind of like a cheaper version of a Vitamix, but it wasn't as good. The motor kept on breaking and running out and all of those kinds of things. And it broke last week. And I just thought, you know what? I've had 5 years of this. I've constantly been getting it fixed and backwards and forwards. So we looked at we've saved a bit of money with, you know, not going anywhere, essentially in lockdown, not eating out, not paying nursery, not paying petrol, not literally not going anywhere. And so we bought a Vitamix and I've been blending things. And honestly, it's as good as you would imagine it would be. It's a really expensive blender. You're talking like £500 for a blender. But we use a blender at least 3 or 4 times each day. So for us, it is a kind of, I wouldn't go as far as say essential item, but it is a well-used item and it's just so good. So literally I've spent my weekend blending and being excited for new clients signing up for the summer special program. But that has literally been my weekend because it's been peeing with rain here. So those two things have been keeping me happy. Also, my garden keeping me very happy. Freshly cut some chard, shoved that in my smoothie in my new Vitamix this morning. Very exciting. Don't think chard is a great one for a smoothie, but you know, I've been doing this thing recently, and I say this to clients, you know, you have nice, exciting smoothies that might be like chocolate and peanut butter and some spinach, and you know, it's like a tasty smoothie. I also have something that I call, I mentioned to clients, called functional smoothies, where it's just about getting vegetables in there, and they're not delicious. And I make smoothies to be relatively small, just like a small glass, like 200, 250 mils, pack it with veg, down it like it's an unpleasant shot, just to get a good, two, three portions of veg in one day. So I've been doing that more in the morning. It's not delightful, but it does mean then the rest of the day, I have got a bunch of veg in. Even if the rest of the day goes to pot and I forget to eat anything, I know I've had some in the morning. So there you go, top tip, functional smoothie. Smoothies don't always have to be tasty. If you make them small enough, you can just do like a little shot bag. Although I think having a good blender helps with that because there's nothing worse than a lumpy smoothie, let's be honest. Anyway, that is my update. So if you want to, if you're listening to this live, you could go and see if there is any places available for the summer special. I will update the sales page as and when, how many spaces are left. So you can find out there, and I'll just say sold out when that is all done. So if you want to do that, make sure you go and do that ASAP. Otherwise, let's get on with today's show. Perfection over progress. Are you stuck here, my friend? Are you getting a little bit self-sabotagey and stuck in this seemingly... This is a sneaky thing, perfection over progress, because it's not that obvious. If I say that to you now, are you trying to be perfect with your health? You'd be like, no, Kezia, of course I'm not. But your behavior and the cycle that you're in might say otherwise. So today's podcast, I just kind of wanted to do a quick check-in with you to get you to really think and look at and assess what are your expectations here when it comes to the way you eat and exercise and the lifestyle and healthy habits that you have? And are you essentially stuck in a vicious cycle of making some changes, but maybe not making all the changes, or maybe not doing everything perfectly all the time? Therefore, you beat yourself up and feel really, really bad and never celebrate and never take time to look at the progress you have made because you're too busy wasting your energy on how imperfect your actions are. I have totally changed my breakfasts and I have more and more energy and my periods are much better, but I totally just ate that carrot cake the other day. I was going to say in the office at work. None of us in the office anymore, are we? But you're kind of stuck in that cycle. And I want to share this because I was just chatting with a client who I've been working with for a couple of months, who came to me with a whole array of health things. They'd had a bit of a mental health breakdown last year. Their gut health was a mess, diarrhea, loose stools. They suddenly couldn't tolerate a lot of the food that they'd been eating. Their energy was low. Their mood was terrible. Sleep, really bad insomnia going on. Just really struggling in a really low point, and knew that something needed to change. And we worked together over several months, made loads of changes. She's sleeping better, normal digestion, bowels, mood is better, is back to work. Anyway, all those things, which is awesome. But I was asking her to give me a bit of feedback, do a bit of a review. And she, when doing the review and reflecting, essentially, she was like, wow, I've forgotten how much progress I've made. And when I talk to her, a lot of some of what we can talk about in our sessions is I'll just point out where she's beating herself up instead of celebrating herself and celebrating her progress. Because from my perspective, I can see how far she's come and it's phenomenal. Like, I've got it in my client notes. I see the symptoms on session one and I know her symptoms now that we're moving through. And it just made me think, oh, this is a trap that I still get stuck in myself. And I'll share more about that. But I see it with my clients all the time where they say, come to me. Let's say they have got a client at the moment whose main goal is weight. So they are perimenopausal, never really struggled with weight a lot of their life until probably hitting their sort of 40s. Then they've struggled with weight, did diet clubs, didn't really work, didn't really like the ethos, and had also had some thyroid issues and other health issues. And so we started working together with her. And a lot of unpicking the dieting mentality is this idea of, okay, where are you expecting perfection here? And how can you focus more on the progress? Because a couple of things that I'll share more about is this idea that what you focus on grows, what you give your attention to increases. And most of the time, the cycle that I see people in and that I have been stuck in and still get stuck in until I have to snap myself out of it is this idea of, let's say, for example, you have IBS and you're bloated all the time and you struggle with loose stools and toilet is just like an embarrassing, problematic thing. I basically just described myself in the past. Say that's you. You could start, let's say, going gluten-free, gluten and dairy-free, because you know I've talked about that a lot and you're like, right, I'll try doing that. And you do that for a couple of weeks and you're just totally focused on the fact that all your IBS hasn't gone, like all your IBS hasn't been instantly fixed. And you think, oh, it's not working. You get really discouraged. So you just think, oh, well, I'm just going to have that sausage roll or whatever it is because blah, this isn't working. Instead of focusing on, oh, you know what, my energy's actually been a bit better. Yeah, all my IBS hasn't disappeared, but it's probably improved by about 60%. I'm not bloated every day. I'm maybe only bloated every 3 days. I've had a couple of healthy bowel movements. Not all my bowel movements have been healthy, but I've had maybe 3 or 4 healthy bowel movements. My energy's better. I feel a little bit like more balanced in my mood, excuse me. And I feel a little bit better. And you see how, and if you go down that school of thought, you're going to be focused on, oh, I've made some progress. I've made some improvement. I'm going to keep on going with this. And that had such a different approach. And it is such, it's so much more productive in terms of getting results. If you're constantly focused on miracle fixes and perfect results and perfect behavior from yourself, you're basically setting a trap of failure for you, for your goals, for your changes, for the health changes that you're going to make. You're basically setting yourself up to fail. And that is why so many people end up stuck in some version of this cycle where they're like, whether it's weight loss or dealing with IBS or maybe you have PCOS and you know, oh, insulin is a really big thing. So I need to keep my blood sugars under control. So I'm going to stop eating refined sugar. I just had that chocolate the other day. So sack it. What's the point? I've not done this. This isn't working. Instead of being like, you know what? I've not had sugar for a whole week. Isn't that amazing? I used to have sugar every day. I've not had it for a whole week. Yes, I had some today. That's okay. But I've made so much progress. And so that's what I want to talk about today is how powerful this principle is and how I've utilized it in my own life and really encourage my clients and anyone in my world, to be fair, to focus on this. Now, in true fashion of what I'm going to talk about, I am not perfect at this. Like even recently, I've had to catch myself being like, so right now I sound a bit snotty. It's because I've had really bad hay fever, like consistent low-grade hay fever for the last little while. And I've not probably had it this consistently for a few years. And it's totally bumming me out because it's to do with an immune response that kind of, anyway, I won't go into detail, but hay fever from my perspective is actually to do with a slight imbalance of the immune system, potentially some histamine in the gut. I just finished a big gut cleanse that I was going to do. And so anyway, so it's been really easy for me to be like, oh, I am not in perfect health, because in my world, I know for many of you listening, you're like, because you get a grip, hay fever is not that big a deal, just take an antihistamine. But I'm a holistic nutritionist. I look at everything as one thing, everything being connected. I know that hay fever means something. It's not just this innocuous whatever. I've not had hay fever my whole life. It happened, started in my 20s, and there's something going on with my immune system. Yes, I think I'm probably allergic to grass, because when I roll in grass, I get hives everywhere. But there is something that makes me less resilient for when I come to this time of year. So Anyway, it would be easy for me to be like, Kezia, you're not in perfect health and you're a holistic nutritionist and you're taking antihistamines. Oh my goodness, I could, and I have, but that thought has been an invitation to me recently, just feeling totally bummed out that I need to take antihistamines just to, you know, not sleep and all of those kinds of things and all of that sort of stuff. And it's been really easy to go down that path, but because of all the mindset stuff I've done and the gut work stuff I've done, which affects your mental health and mindset, by the way, I am able to go, okay, yeah, this isn't perfect. This experience right now of being a bit snotty and looking a bit puffy-eyed and stoned, it's not a perfect experience. And that's okay. But I have made so much progress and I will continue to make progress. I can't make everything perfect right this second. There's not a miracle fix for this. The antihistamines isn't a fix. It just helps me to, with the quality of life in my day. There isn't a miracle supplement that I can take, the stuff that can support it and help, but I can make progress and I will make progress, and it's okay that things aren't perfect right now. Okay. So this has been something I've been constantly just reminding myself of instead, because the other option is I just beat myself up about my imperfections, which is as much fun as it sounds. Which is no fun, by the way. That's no fun. I just beat myself up, keep on beating myself up over and over again till I'm battered and bruised and I give up. I just give up on any motivation. Any motivation I had disappears. Any inspiration I had, any self-discipline disappears because I've just kept on banging the drum of how much I've failed, of how imperfect I am. So it's so important. If you are looking to bring any change to your health, maybe it's around your hormones and your periods are a mess. Maybe your energy is just in the toilet and you suspect thyroid issues, or you know you have thyroid issues, or you have IBS or an autoimmune condition, whatever it is, it's so important that yes, you eat in the right way and you get that kind of personalized approach in terms of supplements and food and those kinds of things, which come, make sure you join the wait list and head over to keziahall.com and find out more about working with me. Because that's what I do essentially with people every week. But it's so important that you have that practical, personalized, kind of evidence-based plan that's going to help you to get to where you want to be, but that you also have an awareness around what's going on in your head and this expectation and a knowing of if you are stuck in this cycle. Because guys, I'll tell you something, I'm not perfect. There's so many things that I, in my life and in the way I eat, that are not perfect. So I just shared with hay fever. That being, I've always had hay fever very badly for the last 10 years. And as I've worked on my gut health, that has improved steadily each year. Last year wasn't too bad. And this year, it seems to not actually, it's not actually that bad this year, but I'm just really aware of it. So things aren't imperfect in that respect. Other things that are imperfect, I don't eat all organic food. I know you probably think I do, but I don't. We're just not quite at the point where 100% of our grocery budget can be organic. So I'm really strategic about the foods that I do. And maybe I'll do a podcast on that, of how to be strategic around organic foods. I eat chocolate in some form most days. And sometimes I eat too much chocolate. I love things like gluten-free toasties. I actually live quite close to a gluten-free bakery. And it's not remotely healthy. There is nothing healthy about this gluten-free bakery, but it is so good. I remember when I was pregnant with Mill and they did cheese toasty, like gluten-free cheese toasties. It was so good. So I eat things like that. I nap sometimes instead of exercising. I use toxic makeup. In my makeup bag right now, I have a standard high street foundation because I bought it when I left my makeup bag. And so I bought it at the airport and I hate waste, so I'm using it up. So I sometimes use toxic makeup. Sometimes I don't eat enough vegetables. Sometimes I came into social pressure when I'm eating at people's houses or, around at certain places. I don't want to feel like that healthy person or the person that says no to things. I eat frozen pizza. I ate a frozen pizza at the weekend. Yeah, it was a gluten-free one, but it's by no means a nutrient dense whole food, but it was easy and that's what I needed. So I say all these things just to kind of burst the bubble in your head that, oh, Kezia, she's a holistic nutritionist, so that means she's really healthy all the time and actually quite perfect. And it's so easy for her because she's a nutritionist. Or what, I don't know. We tell ourselves these stories because I tell myself this story about people in other realms, you know, other people that run businesses. Oh, it's easy for her to run a business because she is X, Y, and Z. And it's all just stories that we have in our head. And if you want to make progress, if you want to see results and feel better and see things change in your body, you need to start making this shift and having this as a mantra in your head of, okay, it's progress over perfection, progress over perfection, progress over perfection. And I want you to catch yourself on thinking, okay, where am I holding myself to this kind of perfect standard? Where am I looking for perfection? Because this happens a lot with food. People are like, let's take sugar, for example. Oh, I'm ditching refined sugar. And then they have something with sugar in, sometimes accidentally, sometimes 100% intentionally. And then they freak out. They beat themselves up. They feel bad. They think everything's failed. So then they just give up and just think, well, I'll just eat loads more sugar then. Do you see how illogical that is? That makes no sense. No sense. Just because you've eaten one bourbon biscuit, you just give up and have all the gin, all the cake, and all the crisps. Like, it's a really weird response to doing to quite a small action. So I'd really like you to take a moment, think when recently, or have you recently had moments where you've been in this, you've kind of been stuck in this cycle where you've beaten yourself up because you weren't perfect instead of celebrating your progress. And you might be thinking, well, yes, Kezia, this is 100% me. I am constantly trying to be perfect. And I would just say this, if you would ask me this not that long ago, a year or two ago, I probably would say, no, I'm not like that. I'm not a perfectionist. You know, my house isn't perfectly tidy. If you looked at my work folders, they are not super organized. Like, I'm not one of those typical perfectionist people. I'm got more of a creative background, like things a little bit smushy and messy, doors open, those kind of things. But this isn't about how neat you like things or being a perfectionist in other ways. This is about how you think and how you treat yourself, especially around things to do with your health and to do with your food. So don't discount this, because actually I find a lot of people, a lot of the self-sabotage that goes on is inadvertently people not living up to their own ideals of perfection for themselves. So they self-sabotage. They can't live up to this really high expectation that they have set for themselves. And so they just give up and they don't pay attention to any of the progress, big or small, and therefore they shoot themselves in the foot and get nowhere. And that's how people end up in these cycles of, oh, I did Whole30 and then I felt great and then I reintroduced rice and just gave up and blah, blah. Now I'm going to do Whole30 again 6 months later. And now, like, nothing against Whole30. I think it can be a great tool, but it's the mindset that you approach it with. You could do that with working with me. You could work with me for 3 months. And then if you didn't listen to anything that I say around mindset, you could easily then just go off and then beat yourself up, self-sabotage, and be right back at square one 6 months later. So it's so important that we do this work. So how do we shift that? Because you might be listening to this being like, oh yeah, Kezia, that is me. That is what I've been doing for the last, I don't know, 30 years of my life. What can you do? Well, the first thing is you need to interrupt that thought pattern. Because it's literally a habit of your mind. It's a thought pattern that's really familiar. It's well ingrained and it's really repetitive. Your brain likes to go down that well-trodden path of, oh, Kezia, you just had a bit more chocolate than you should do. You shouldn't really do that. You tell your clients not to have too much sugar and there you are having sugar. You've kind of basically just failed. That's like a thought series that can go on in your head, and we need to interrupt that, because if I follow that all the way down, then I'm just going to end up going, well, stuff it, it doesn't matter, I'm a failure anyway, who cares, I'm an imposter nutritionist. I may as well just finish the bar of chocolate and then some cookies and then make some brownies and eat all of them and then blah, 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 blah. So we need to get really good at interrupting ourselves, interrupting our thought patterns, interrupting series of thinking. It's so important. And so what I'm going to share with you is a couple of really practical ways that you can begin to interrupt yourself. So the first thing before you can interrupt is you need to be aware of how this feels. How does it feel when you're at the beginning of this thought pattern? So say you have kids and you've given them dessert. For some reason, your child is like, I don't know, a miracle child and doesn't eat dessert. And so you just finish it off their plate. And then you remember, oh, I meant to not be eating sugar. What's that feeling that starts to emerge during that time? Because you need to be aware so that you can catch this pattern of thinking and feelings. This is about thinking and feeling at the start of the cycle. So be aware, what is it that you're feeling? Do you start to feel guilty? Do you feel like a failure? Do you start to immediately beat yourself up? What is that feeling that starts to emerge? And then you want to do a twofold things. Number one, what I really like to do, and you can do these in any order. I like to do, if I'm noticed, so recently with hay fever and me being like, oh, I've got hay fever, this is terrible, and blah, 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 that whole thing that I just shared with you. What I often need to do is if I'm really stuck down that pattern, I need to do something quite physical to interrupt that pattern. So that might be jumping up and down, doing a couple of yoga moves, as in like, not like a half an hour yoga session, like literally like 20 seconds of some sort of quick flow, jumping. I do Eden energy medicine routine every day. So I might do that. I might just put on a song and dance around. I might stomp my feet. I might sing really loudly, something really physical to kind of, it's almost like I need to just shake myself out of that really toxic way of thinking. So that's one thing that can really help. If you're feeling really stuck, say you did that with the kids' dinner and then like an hour later, you're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh, and look, those cookies are sitting there. I've already had the sugar, so I may as well. And I've already failed anyway, blah, blah, blah. Shake yourself out of that. Do something quick and physical. I don't mean like, you know, you don't have to go for a run, although I sometimes do that, but that takes quite a while. You can literally just jump up and down, do some jumping jacks, put on, you know, some Kanye West, whatever song you like, and just change your physical state and move in some way, because moving helps to release certain endorphins and helps to distract you and has so many biological benefits. So really quick movements in like 30 seconds or a minute. I had a client once that would just do like two burpees just to kind of shake themselves out of it. Or another client that would light some candles and just gently sway and move a body. You can do this any way that you like. Jump on a trampoline. Just do something. So that's the first thing. And then the next thing I want you to focus on, and this is more about creating a new thought pattern and a new daily habit. And that is, I want you to think every day, I want you to start creating lists about what you have done. And often I talk to people, I was talking to my Facebook group about this. I often talk to them about what went well. So your what went well list. I want you to create a daily habit of writing a list of at least three things. You can have them more than that. You can have them longer. Of things that have gone well that day. And in the context of what we're talking about in health and in eating. So instead of getting to the end of the day where you're like, oh, I totally just had my child's chocolate mousse. I said I wasn't going to have sugar. Oh gosh, I've totally failed. I can't believe I did that. You can actually get to the end of the day and think, okay, what went well, right? Well, I know maybe eating my child's chocolate mousse didn't go well, so that's not going to think about that because that's not on the list. But I did have a green smoothie for breakfast and I really enjoyed it and it kept me really full until lunch. I had more water. I've been drinking more water. I only had 2 cups of coffee today instead of my usual 3. I went for a walk and moved my body a bit and that felt really nice. And I had some vegetables for dinner. Do you see how many awesome things? Because what often we do under this unseen expectation of perfection is that we let one tiny thing, like 5% of our day, to override the 95% of other good things. And it's so illogical. It's like, why do we do that? So it's really important. One of the ways you overcome this is to intentionally create a new habit, a new way of thinking so that you can A, feel better, but also train your brain to focus on what you have done, on how the progress you have made, because the more you focus on that, the more you're going to see of that. Or another way of saying that is what you focus on grows, or what you give your attention to expands. So if you're constantly giving your attention to everything you've not done, you've not achieved, you've not accomplished, the progress you haven't made, that is what your kind of focus is. That's what's growing. That's what's expanding. That's where you're giving your energy to. Instead of giving your energy to, this is what I have accomplished. You know, I'm actually like 20% less bloated. Isn't that amazing? Yep, I'm not 100% bloated, but I'm 20% closer than I was before. And that is such a more powerful place to be. Plus, that's actually how you make progress. That's actually how you get to where you want to be, of having no bloating, healthy periods. Getting the results, getting to your goal doesn't happen by keeping and holding yourself to a standard of perfection. It happens when you focus and acknowledge every step of progress that you make. So I want you to take that on board. Really think about that. You will get to your goals when you stop holding yourself to a standard of perfection, and where you start focusing on every step of progress that you have made. Okay? It's a really different way of thinking. It's kind of completely counteractive to kind of dieting mentality, which is basically dieting mentality is there's this structure, there's this formula. If you adhere to it perfectly, you'll get to the goal. If you don't adhere to it perfectly, you won't get to your goal, and you should beat yourself up and try and be more perfect with this nutritional structure, this diet that we've given you. And this is a really different way of doing it. And I can say for myself, I make way more results, quicker results. And I see this with clients when they really focus on that. Some clients don't get it, and they really like to beat themselves up and focus on everything that has not happened and the instant miracles that haven't happened overnight. And it does just take longer. And they get there. They still get there, because slowly, sometimes it takes a while for people to unpick these patterns. But the clients that actually can really focus on every bit of progress that they are making make more progress, and they make it quicker. It's just kind of how it works. So your actions for this, if this resonates with you, is every day, and you can set a reminder on your phone. You could get a separate journal to start doing this, or just keep a note on your phone. You can keep your own list every day of at least three things that your WWW list, what went well. What went well each day in terms of your health and your food and your eating? Really simple to do. And the more that you do this as and write it down and are intentional about it, the more that it will just become a way of thinking. So that the idea is that every time you get that invitation of to beat yourself up, of like, oh, Kezia, you just had that really sugary vegan ice cream that's full of sugar, that's going to terribly impact your immune system. And it's also got hydrogenated fat and rapeseed oil in, which is super inflammatory. Like, that's sometimes the problem with all the knowledge that I have, you know, of 2 years of training and working with hundreds of clients. I know a lot of information about food. So if I want to treat myself, I know all the ways that it could be impacting my body. And I can use that as a tool to batter myself with. But over time, because I've made this a habit, I can then think, okay, yep, me eating this vegan sugarful ice cream is me not being perfect, but that's okay. I've made loads of progress, and I can now catch myself and think about that day. Okay, all the good things, what has gone well, what have I done for my health today? And I can stop myself from getting into that spiral of beating myself up over the fact that I don't always make perfect food choices. And the weird thing is, the more that I stop beating myself up, the less pressure, the less harshness, the less punishment I give myself for making poorer, quote unquote, poorer food choices, the better food choices I make consistently. Which is not what we're expecting, because we often think the more you beat yourself up about your less quality food choices, then obviously that's going to help you to make better food choices. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I mean, you might find it does, and there is definitely some unicorns out there. So, you know, don't fix what's not broken, but it doesn't. So it's so important. Every day, think about what has gone well and you want to do this, maybe give yourself 30 days. You do this as a challenge, do this every day for 30 days, and then you will find that your mindset starts to shift and that you actually start to focus on all the progress that you have made. And great things to do with this as well, if you're tracking symptoms, quantify it. So say you, I've got a client to do this recently of like tracking, okay, I have this specific symptom, say it's cramping in your stomach at the moment 4 times a week. Track that so that you can see in 3 weeks' time, has that gone down to maybe 3 times a week, 2 times a week? Quantify these things. So I am bloated, you know, 5 out of 7 days of the week. Okay, now, you know, you can track your actual progress with like a, like similar like you would do to a habit tracker. But this is such a powerful thing if you are looking to make ongoing progress, okay? So your action is, number one, two things to takeaways is change your state when you become aware that you're doing this. Now that takes a good dose of awareness, and then it takes you to do some, I really encourage you to do something physical. Sing loudly, shake, dance, squat, shake your butt, sway, like wave scarves in the air, run on the spot, do a burpee, jump on a trampoline, spin your kids round, whatever. Do something to change your state. And then every day have your what went well list, where you focus on all the things you have done, things that have gone well, all the stuff, so you can train your brain into this new pattern of thought that is actually going to be the road to your success. It's actually going to help you to get to where you want to be instead of constantly sabotaging to where you want to be. Okay. I hope that makes sense. This is a really powerful thing when you can grasp it. It's a total game changer. And another, so in terms of mantras, I often think of in my head of progress over perfection. You might want to write that out, set a reminder on your phone of that. Another mantra that I really love is something is better than nothing. So when it comes to, say, vegetables, for example, it'd be easy to be like, oh, I'm just terrible at eating vegetables. But maybe you do have 2 portions of veg a day. Well, something is better than nothing. Maybe you're like, I really need to do more exercise, Kezia. I just like walk the dog. Well, something is better than nothing. You can congratulate yourself on the progress you have made and focus on the fact that you have done something, even if it's not everything, even if it's not, you know, you're not perfect. Something is better than nothing. And I say this to myself all the time because it's so, it just kind of takes the pressure off of like, oh, I need to do this and this and this. And I can just think, you know what? Like eating something healthy, some vegetables, some nutrient dense is better than none at all. So well done me. So that's a helpful one. You might want to put that as a reminder on your phone or on a post-it somewhere as well. So I hope that has been helpful for you. This has been a total game changer for my own mind and for my, when clients get hold of this. It really accelerates their progress, their actual physical results, because what you focus on grows, okay? And you don't need to be perfect to make progress. You can get to where you want to be without eating perfectly and exercising perfectly and doing everything in your life perfectly, because otherwise, if perfection is the standard, you will burn out on this journey of trying to be healthy. You might end up with disordered eating. You might end up so stressed out about trying to make your house clean with no toxins and no toxic makeup and organic foods and healthy foods. And blah, blah, blah. It can be really stressful if you're holding yourself to perfection. So my love, focus on progress, because I bet you've made way more progress than you give yourself credit for. I know it. I would bet money on the fact that you have made more progress in the last year than you actually think. And the more you focus on that, the more progress you're going to make and see and feel and experience in your body. Okay? Have an amazing week. Thank you for your time, for joining me. If you are interested in working with me, then either book your call straight away and we can dive in for the 3-month program. Or if you're looking for something that's shorter and sweeter, then I have my summer special that I will be emailing out on the 28th of June. So if you're listening to this in real time, make sure you get on the wait list. This is a really time-limited thing that I am doing just in response to everything that's happening in the world. So head over to the show notes, which you can find at keziahall.com, and just click on the podcast part of the blog and get on the show notes there, or just head to my website and join the wait list. because I know these slots are going to sell out super fast. So I might not even announce them publicly because they might all sell on the waitlist. And the waitlist is already pretty full. I'm not going to lie. Okay. Have an amazing week. Celebrate your successes, and I'll speak to you soon.